You want to like find the good, and everybody's like, oh, Kyrie does all this great shit. Great. Like, Zach, if I give like $1 billion to charity, then I shoot you in the forehead. Like, that literally will erase. I'm not saying that Kyrie did that, but it's not like, oh, well, hey, he donated a lot of money before that. Like, OJ was a great actor, then he murdered two people. It's like, you know, you move on. Like,
y'all got to get it together. I'm getting better and better. Because once I get started, it ain't no stopping stacking this broccoli cheddar.
Welcome to Out of Pocket Live. We got a lot to go through this week. Kyrie going very, very Kyrie. And he had some very interesting supporters who we are going to go through. Is LeVar Ball the greatest dad of all time? And who let old man Jason Kidd out of the house in that pirate-ass shirt? And also, who else in the NFL is going down with John Gruden? We'll discuss all that in a little bit. But as always, hit us up in the comments. We'll be sending some Buckets merch to our favorite commenter. And obviously, you want that with the NBA starting. Have some fresh Buckets merch to wear. Also, make sure to subscribe to the Buckets YouTube channel for another chance to win some more merch. Joe, let's just get right into it, right? biggest story in the NBA right now, Ben Simmons obviously showed up at training camp. So the new biggest story, Kyrie Irving refusing to get the COVID vaccine. The Nets announced that he will be banned from all team activities until he gets vaccinated. And more news came out that they won't be giving him an extension. So by our count, he's going to miss out on about $200 million. Big question. Will he ever play in the NBA again, Joe? What do you think?
Zach, before I get started, I just want to send a shout out to Rafer Young for blessing me with these lovely ice trays. Fresh out the box.
Are you kidding
me? Fresh out the box! Zach,
why
were you pandering?
Showing up
pandering,
yet?
Okay?
I told
the Young family in exchange for these shoes, they get to proofread emails, they get to proofread segments, they get to edit. Okay? That's what we're getting into nowadays. So they approved that message before I gave it. I sent it over to him. He had a few notes with the delivery, but no, I appreciate you to the Young family. But back to Kyrie. Zach, Kyrie, this has to be the wackest shit I think I've ever seen. The Shams article, as people have pointed out, he's a contrarian without a cause. You want to, like, find the good, and everybody's like, oh, Kyrie does all this great shit. Great. Like, Zach, if I give, like, $1 billion to charity, then I shoot you in the forehead. Like, that literally will erase. I'm not saying that Kyrie did that. But it's not like, oh, well, hey, he donated a lot of money before that. Like, OJ was a great actor, then he murdered two people. It's like, you know, you move on. Like, I can't watch Naked Gun 33 and a third the same way ever again.
No.
Nordberg.
Or the highlights.
We're out here getting it. Boom. But, you know, $200 million. And according to Shams, the rumor is that he doesn't even care about getting the vaccine. He just wants to give a voice to the voiceless. Like, bro, like, what are we talking about here?
But, like, Joe, he's giving a voice to the worst kind of people. The people that are lining up with him, Donald Trump Jr., you've got, I mean, it's the worst possible group that's lining up alongside of him right now. And it's just like, Kyrie. Come on, man. And we talked about this, but does this make LeBron the GOAT? Because he was putting up with Kyrie for all those years. He got Kyrie a ring, despite Kyrie being Kyrie and wanting to wild the fuck out at all times. Joe, this definitely cements LeBron as the GOAT, right?
Zach, question for you. When Kyrie was playing with LeBron and the Cavs, how many vacations did he go on midseason?
None.
How many playoff runs did he miss?
None.
That one, 2015, but that was not his fault, injury.
No,
but,
that was injury.
LeBron is the GOAT. I mean, he corralled Kyrie. He had Kyrie on the straight and narrow. He willed Kyrie to greatness. It really makes you wonder with KD and Harden what's going on out there because the guy doesn't even want to show up to practice anymore. So, you know, LeBron, father figure. LeBron really embraced Kyrie, led him to greatness, championship. Kyrie has not won a championship since. So LeBron is the GOAT. And, you know, just for the sake of Lakers fans, LeBron fans out there, Kyrie, take your time. Really think it over. Okay. I'm not making a decision until July 1st. Wait till the summer, you know, wait till it warms up.
I was waiting to see if you were going to go with the Kyrie take your time and sit out route, or you're going to go with Kyrie, you know, keep sitting out, wait until Rich Paul calls and we can get you to the Lakers on the cheap. You know, I was wondering which way we were going with that, but yeah, just keep sitting out in general.
I mean, if I'm the Nets, I am to see Kyrie right now. Just cut your losses. Let the man go. Let him be free. Let him be free spirit. And come to LA and join this Lakers squad.
Obviously, he's getting support from Donald Trump Jr., among other people. I'm sure, I think Ted Cruz weighed in Not really the guys you want when you're like, yeah, this is my belief, and those are the two idiots that fall in line behind you. But is Kyrie the biggest red flag in the NBA, Josiah?
Zach, the red flag beam's been going on. As you know, I'm old and washed. I have a family and kids, so I didn't really understand it. Scooter Magruder tried to take a shot at LeBron fans. I was hurt. I thought me and him had developed a relationship. Yes, we jump from team to team because we don't support franchises. We support LeBron. LeBron vaxxed up. Exactly. A vaccinated LeBron, I might add. You know, for all the shit talk about China and whatever, LeBron got that needle. He got that.
He did. He's vaxxed. He's got that whole Lakers team vaxxed. I mean, that's just a great leader, in my opinion. We can keep it moving. Ben Simmons in the news yet again after showing up to the 76ers training facility without letting anyone on the Sixers know. Ben Simmons reported back. Now, there was an article that came out, I think it was in The Athletic today. Shout out to Shams for this one because it was a very good piece kind of detailing the whole process, but that Rich Paul had Doc and Daryl Morey over his house during the summer in L.A. and was basically like, yeah, Ben's going to sit out until you trade him, and that Doc Rivers screamed at him, it's in your fucking contract to show up. What do you think motivated Ben to come back? Is that he's just trying to bury the hatchet? Is he trying to, he realized he probably wasn't going to get out any quicker. What do you think got him back?
Bro, I feel like Doc Rivers is a close talker. And shout out to Doc. My mom used to be his real estate agent back in the day. But I just wonder what his breath smells like. It's like he's been gnarling on nickels all day. He's got the raspy voice. And generally, Zach, is a black man with a raspy voice isn't a great recipe for fresh smelling breath. I would just say that.
Oh, my. Yo. My
I'm just
word.
Telling you. And it's no disrespect to Doc. Zach, my breath's not fresh. And we haven't been in close contact for like a year. No. But don't worry. Fret not. Once we get it back in there, you will smell it. It doesn't smell fresh. But Rich Paul bagged a deal, so there's really nothing he can't do. Like, what are you going to tell Rich Paul at this point? He got like the most successful singer on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, he's killing it. Rich Paul's killing it. I think Ben was like, I'm willing to sit out for anything. I'm like, you know, I'm like Kyrie. It doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter. And then he saw that first mill come off the table, and he was like, on second thought, how quickly can I get back to Philadelphia? Does my key card still work? And he's obviously back in the facility. I think it's a very weird process because, like, I think Joel Embiid didn't think he was coming back. We were with Drew Hanlon this week, and I was kind of trying to ask Drew some questions. Drew Hanlon, the, like, infamous shooting coach, the best shooting coach in the league.
Zach, who's weak? Because I did not get an invite. Part of that week. But I saw you. It felt like you're flying economy, so I can't get down like that anyway. I need the full recline on the transcontinental flight.
Josh, row 51 on that plane. I promise you, you were not coming with. I'm sorry. But,
flagship business or Delta One only?
I love that.
We got AK back in the chat. He's good. He got his YouTube handle up. Shout out to the legend. We need MKE.
The legend. I appreciate you guys tapping back in, making your way back over. One other thing that's been going on in the news, Joe. Russell Westbrook, he's played his first few games for the Lakers, and they haven't really gone that well. A lot of turnovers. Lakers haven't won any games yet. It is preseason, but Joe, are you worried?
Zach, as I mentioned before the show, I am pandering to the Westbrook clan for a bag right now, so I will just say this. And I'm transparent with my bag getting.
Yeah, always.
Like Russ said, the preseason doesn't count, but damn, dog, okay? I mean, because shit, we were watching whatever was going on, and I hope he gets a handle on it. It's going to take a little while for this team to gel. I think the Lakers are going to be ass for at least the first 2 to 3 months of the season. It reminds me of that Heat squad that was like 11-11 or whatever it was to start the season. Then they kind of just started to figure it out and get it together. But I'm rolling with the Brody. He crip walks. He's about that life. Make sure you check out his dog Passion Play coming out on Showtime this Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. West Coast time. The man dropped a 20-20-20 for Nipsey Hussle, so there's not really much you can say to him. It's like legend. Magic dropping a triple-double with the virus that causes AIDS. There's just nothing you can say after that.
Legend. Absolute legend. Absolute legend. Here's the thing for me. If you go down the sheet and who's getting minutes, you have the Lakers did play some of their starting five in that game, but they weren't trying that hard. Like, LeBron's been in the league for 18 years, 19 years, whatever it's been. Why would he try hard? And then you look at the bench, and it's guys that are not going to be in the league. is a lot of guys that are going to be traveling elsewhere to play, and it's good that they're getting some tick, but you didn't see Malik Monk, you didn't see Trevor Ariza, you didn't see Talon against the Warriors, so, like, don't go pounding your chest, acting like you're really beating this Lakers team, because it's not the real Lakers team. So I'm not worried. there is a comment in here, Joe. Would you trade Westbrook for Simmons?
I mean, it would depend. It just depends on how the season's going. I love Russ. He's a UCLA guy.
That's what
but,
I'm
saying. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to have another light-skinned dude in L.A.
Ben, just force your way out. Just force your way out.
Come on. But the Sixers, at this point, cut your losses. Amnesty, Ben. Send a message. The Nets and the Sixers, send a message to the rest of the league. We're not going to tolerate this shit. Amnesty these guys so they can come to the Lakers on a discount.
All right, you already kind of hit on this. We can run the graphic. Is this the worst tweet of the year so far? For me, it's the front runner. For those that didn't see this, quote, they let Magic Johnson play basketball with full-blown HIV, but won't let Kyrie Irving play because he won't get a COVID shot. Horrible. Absolutely, like, just so clueless. But let's see what do we got the ratio on that? 18,000 quote tweets. Uninstall. Uninstall Twitter at that point. Throw that phone in the ocean. No coming
back.
That's
like 15 million impressions, though, so that's going to run your numbers up. I've been on both sides of that.
Don't raise it like that, Joe.
I'm just telling you.
These kids are impressionable.
That's about 15 million impressions. That algorithm can't tell the difference, dog. But, again, we were talking about this before the show. What's full-blown AIDS? Is there half-blown AIDS? Is it quarter-blown? Like, do I have a quarter-blown HIV? Or is it? Was a full month. The difference is Magic opened a movie theater in the hood. Magic can do whatever the fuck he wants. Magic dropped a triple-double with HIV. He literally, and we kid about this, but seriously, he took that stigma of AIDS and HIV and literally almost eradicated now to the point where we don't even talk about it like that anymore. So shout out to Magic. Because remember, there was a lot of nervous people during that press conference in November of 1991. A lot of Eskimo bros that were literally shaking in their boots. But, you know, here we are. We sustained and we got through. I like the studio audience.
It's so fun having them here and hearing you deliver one and then hearing you deliver another one. It's just, and watching them react has just been phenomenal.
I think we have a thing here.
I do too. Next thing we got. Next, we're going to move along. Joe, can anyone play in the G League? We got some news, some G League news. And you may be saying, why are we talking to the G League? Dwayne Wade's son, Zaire, is signing a contract with the Utah Jazz G League affiliate team. Now, I thought this was maybe just to move tickets. I forgot that Dwayne Wade does own part of the Jazz. This is nepotism at its finest, right?
Zach, it's great to see some black privilege in America, finally. We've been, after 400 years of being deprived. And now I need Zaire 15, 20 minutes a game. I need them to give him just mandatory buckets. He can do the pump fake jump in to do this, still get the foul call out of respect for what D-Wade's contributions. I need to see D-Wade and Gabby Union at some games. But I think it's a good – look, for all the white men in this country that have gotten jobs because of their dad, like this, you know, we're bringing balance to the force. So I'm rocking with it. We'll see how long it lasts. I would love to see him and Jello on a squad together. I feel like that's the perfect meld of, you know, light-skinned and dark-skinned coming together to form Captain Planet.
I will give just a little bit of some background information here. Zaire, when we first found out that he was going to play at Sear Canyon, we were like, oh, surely he's going to get a big offer. And then all of a sudden we found out that, well, that highlight tape that's been making its way around the internet, Joe, it took like 15 games to make. So I'm not quite sure how long this experiment will last. I'm very happy for him. But, yeah, I think just off of what we saw with Jello, he's going to last longer in the G League than Zaire will. I do want to ask you, LeVar, greatest dad of all time, right? At this point.
LeVar Ball is a legend. You know, you guys hated on Big Baller Brand, not you in particular, Zach, just the world, the ethos.
Yeah.
Hated on Big Baller Brand, didn't want it to succeed. You know, I have several shirts that I paid $60 for, and they are still buttery. They still stand the test of time. Fabric is exquisite. Lettering, embroidery. When it rubs against my nipples, my nipples get a little tingly. I'm going to tell the truth. But coming back with the benches, Big Baller Brand is back. I will pay whatever amount. You thought LeVar was gone? No. Again, the thing about LeVar that people don't really grasp is if you played AAU ball, there's loud black fathers in every gym that you go to. I'm sure it's especially prevalent in the South. where there's just literally no filter. But look at this man. Look at this is greatness right here, Zach. Chino Hill's finest. Yeah. You didn't know about Chino Hill till LeVar Ball put it on the map.
Are you gonna buy those Kenneth Cole ass looking shoes? No. No.
I will moonwalk in a pair of LeVar Balls. what does it say on it? My vision gets blurry when I stare at the computer screen.
Don't. I told you so. Wow. Fuck, those are hot. Damn. Oh, man. Can we expense those? Those are actually sick. I told you so. Wow. All right. That's
those
fair.
Are kind of okay. baller. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. They better be $5,000.
How much do we know? Does anyone know in the room how much those cost? Joe, but those are going to run you like $250. If he was selling the ZO, hey, by the way, did you ever get a pair of ZO2s?
No, Zach, I did not, you know, out of just respect for the family, I didn't get. I got several T-shirts, though. I was hoping a pair would be sent to me so I could do some market research on them. But you can get those shoes. You get those shoes free if you sign Jello. If you sign Jello, you get a free pair of Big Baller Brand.
I like that.
Reportedly $700 to $900.
Joe, $700 to $900 a shoe.
Is that a lot of money? I'm confused, guys.
Or a pair.
What?
Joe, I know you're doing well, but come on. You gotta, every man like me.
I'm rich. I was poor for years. I went and finally did my taxes. I was looking at old statements. I was poor as shit at one point. I was like, God damn, dog. Credit card debt was on that ass. I'm rich now. Bags are flourishing. I don't, like, when I flew economy, I flew Southwest probably like a month or two ago and I almost vomited. I just never felt so low in my life. I was embarrassed. I had my head down.
I had my head down.
Somebody recognized me. I was like, please don't tell anybody. Don't put this on the internet. I can't let anybody know. I did have the janky Southwest seat where you get the full recline, though. The full, that little extra row seat.
Yeah.
Just tell me you need, not bad. Just tell me you need extra time down the runway.
I flew Southwest once and I saw Matt Kemp while he was dating Rihanna on a Southwest flight. And I was like, dog, Rihanna's going to dump you when she finds out what flight you took. And surely it didn't work out. We're going to go out of pocket off court. The NBA is fully back, and we've had a wild week of off-court news. Let's start with James Harden, who seems to prefer his off-court life to his on-court life. James Harden stayed up all night with a little baby and Meek Mill in the studio before a 7:30 a.m. practice because, quote, couldn't miss the opportunity. Is there a hooper better at enjoying their time, or better at enjoying their fame, rather?
No, other than Harden. There isn't. I'm trying to think. Alex Caruso, maybe, but he's been embraced by the light-skinned and dark-skinned community. It's a little different. What I want to know is when you're in the booth with those dudes, like, what if you went to that session and it was just all hot ass? They didn't drop any bars the whole time. They were just away. And did he get in the booth and drop some heat? I want to know.
I just want to know what contributions James is making at that listening session. Like, he's like, that's good. Like, what do you say to those guys who know music so much better than you do that you're going to help imprint this album or whatever the track is that they're trying to make? I think for sure he's enjoying it because I think if you stacked up, like, bottle tabs and comped bottles guy to guy to guy across the entire league, James has definitely had the most free tables and the most free bottles thrown out of anyone in the league. No shot. There's no one close, right?
I'm not a fan of strip club, Zach, just because of just the airborne issues that are going on.
Sure.
You know, toots sure. And all that. You know, when you're in the studio with a bunch of guys recording music, there's a lot of farts happening. I'm just going to be honest. Men fart, and that's just what happens. You know, Josh, and that's just, I can't get down with it.
I want to ask you, who's the least famous musician you would stay up that late before practice? Like, who's the lowest down the list you would stay out?
Probably Kenny Loggins or somebody like that. Just the sheer fact I'm in the booth with Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
Funny enough story, my pops used to bump Kenny Loggins and this is a true story. When he was with the Sonics, left the Kenny Loggins tape in the rental car. Somehow Jim McElvain ended up getting the rental car after my dad and found the Kenny Loggins tape and gave him shit for it for the better part of a couple of years.
That's a fantastic story.
The legend Jim McElvain, ultimate bag finesser, the opposite of legend. A Schroeder.
Absolute legend. Okay. All right. This made its way, and the TikTok of the guy building the collar was absolutely phenomenal. Who the fuck let Jason Kidd take a picture in this pirate shirt? Joe, This is so good. I've been just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Shout out to them for the foresight to know that this thing would go hard and what they had to do. You know, I had to get the inside, you know, full arena shot. Had to get the exterior shot. Had to get, like, the globe shot. Yeah, you got to click the thing. Like, you know, you click it and keep going. But shout out to Black Trey, who I think won the J-Kid Janky Collar sweepstakes with his barber tweet that literally set off.
So good.
It's funny to me, when you see like a great tweet like that and then people try to copy that same barber tweet, it's like, bro, it's done. He got it.
It's already done. The number of meme accounts, Joe, the number of meme accounts I saw cropping his name out to, disgusting. I mean, shout out to
who did this? The motherfucker you screen grabbed it from, dog. Like, who the fuck do you think
that is? Bullshit. AK, go look at my Twitter. I was slandering Machine Gun Kelly earlier today. I will not have that on my conscience that I would stay up late with that weirdo watching him and Megan Fox lick each other in the booth. No, thank you.
Do they breathe each other's air? They breathe each other's aura, right?
It's just so much. Like, we get it. You guys are horny. Like, stop. Take a shower, a cold shower. And go for a walk. Like, touch grass. I don't need to hear this every other time you're on air or in front of a camera. My Lord. All right, we go to the next one. I don't have anything left to say on the Jason Kidd. Yeah, I'm fine. I was mad. That tweet should have done better. I couldn't find the right wording for it. J.R. Smith on the golf course unfortunately stepped on a beehive. That was very tough. It was just awesome to see him out there. Guy rolls up in a Bentley. I, more than anything, because this is a dude who's played in front of millions of eyes on any given night, am hoping that the cameras and people that show up at these golf tournaments to watch him play make all these other kids just completely, you know, shit themselves, and JR can, like, win all these tournaments, because that would be awesome. What were your kind of early reviews on JR as a golfer, Joe?
Zach, first off, do you listen to Chainsmokers?
No. Fuck no.
The people want to know. Because there's a claim that you listen to Chainsmokers, Zach. Is that the truth?
This is from Fogey. He's just doing this to gaslight. Do not buy this. How are you going to... Just because it's a new name, I know your business, Fogey. We've been at this a long time. You're not getting me. I have seen them in concert once. It was a long time ago. There were some Disco Biscuits involved.
I don't blame you. If there's a Disco Biscuit, you can go anywhere.
I proudly skipped them because at a music festival, a bunch of my friends wanted to go see them, and I was like, no, there's this other artist, and it was Anderson .Paak, and I was very glad I went and saw Anderson .Paak over Chainsmokers. But
I would have been in, I would have been Caucasian heaven with the Chainsmokers, just fucking crowd surfing.
Listen, Google what chain smoking heaters. Like Google what their house looks like, and then tell me how bad it is to make that music. All right, so there we go. He definitely did. I'm not taking this tonight. All right.
You flinched, Zach. He did. Everybody saw it. Everybody saw the flinch. But, you know, the Henny, we can't call him the Henny guy because he's only drank Hennessy like, what, two or three times in his life. Tiger Backwoods is the name that the internet gave him that I really, really like. I had another name for him before the show. You know, it was Tiger, but just with an N, but apparently that didn't fly well with the censor. So, but here we are.
Joe, I want to ask you, who would your dream golf pairing be? Like, you can go out on the course with anyone in the world, throw them in the cart with you, roll around, drink, smoke, do whatever. Who's your dream pairing?
Probably Jesus and Lucifer, just because of the balance. Like, Lucifer's hitting the blunt hard. Jesus not hitting it hard. Jesus bullshitting. Jesus trying to Kyrie us with the message.
I like that in this scenario, Jesus is a complete square. You're like, yeah, he's still hitting the blunt, though. To play with.
He's still hitting the blunt.
I initially was like MJ, and then I was like, he would just be too destructive to play with. Like, he wouldn't. I don't even think it would be fun.
MJ would be fun, though, because you could break his ass for everything he's got. Like, MJ is a great basketball player, but a shit golfer. So, literally, MJ pulls up to the golf course, obviously, in his nice Jordan brand gear, and just gets his ass dusted by the local club pro everywhere he goes. It's just like a known thing. Like, oh, MJ's in town. Just like Casino's like, oh, MJ's in town. We're about to break his ass again.
Yeah. Fleecing MJ for some money would be amazing. Plus, every time he plays in like a North Carolina blue golf cart and just bumps music. And I think that would be awesome. Also, having scars then, they can't really beat that.
That's a 30 for 30.
Last thing, we're calling this one Sheesh Watch, which I fucking love. That was great.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know.
All right. You know what? Joe's shaking his head.
I don't know how I feel about it.
All right. Biggest story of the week came from the NFL as John Gruden was fired after more racist, sexist, and homophobic emails were released. Joe, who is the most worried right now that more emails are coming? And why is it Jerry Jones?
I had a funny Jerry Jones meme. Again, it involved the N-word, so I didn't post it, Zach, but it would have made me laugh. But Jerry does not fucking use emails. What are you guys talking about? Yeah. But the funny thing is all like the Hotmail, T-mail, AOL.coms that are just getting siphoned through right now. All the crazy shit they used to say back in the days when they could be racist and deny black people and collude against Colin Kaepernick. Oh, wait, it's still happening to this very day. So here we go, Zach. The funniest part about it, and the saddest part, is this was an investigation on Daniel Snyder, and he still has his job. So they were basically like, oh, fuck it, we need to throw him a bone. Urban's going through his shit. Fuck it, just give him Gruden. We don't fuck with that guy anyway. The funniest thing, though, of all the negative shit, when he called Biden a nervous pussy, it actually made me laugh. Because there was some truth in that.
I just couldn't believe. I could not believe this shit. I mean, it shouldn't be surprising just knowing John Gruden. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of guys in these front offices that are fucking sweating bullets. And like I like the NFLPA coming out and saying like, release the rest of them. Do it. Let me see the rest of those emails. So we'll see what comes out. I want to ask you, are there any NBA owners? Well, no, Sterling's gone. Any NBA owners that would be sweating right now if this was happening in the NBA?
Let me think. Yeah, of course. I mean, the thing about this thing, and we talked about this before the show as well, with Gruden and the whole issue is, you know, we kind of joke about the emails, but you look at the bigger picture and just the fact that this person was in a position where he could hire people and fire people, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a great article in The Ringer, which, you know, normally I don't support because I thought it was a little weird coming from The Ringer, to be honest. I know we got some former employees there in the Way family, but the Ringer talking about, you know, diversity and things like that was a little questionable. But nonetheless, just saying that Gruden was the guy who was picking, you know, white offensive coordinator, white defensive coordinator, really, you know, has Carl Nassib on the team, who, you know, the first openly gay player. And it's like, well, if he would have found that out about Carl, a legend too from the Hard Knocks days when he broke down the money and how he basically just invest like whatever it is, you know, after 7 years, you have $1 million. But, you know, if he would have known that before, what would have happened? So you talk about these people, these powerful white men in positions that increasingly deny opportunities in situations of people of color. And this shit is very real. And we can pretend like Gruden's a bad apple, just like we can pretend like the officer who killed George Floyd is a bad apple. And every other person who fucking does this shit all the time is a bad apple. But it's a fucked up thing in the world, you know, that we can get our jokes off whatever, but that this goes on. And this happens at fucking every company. It's not the NFL, NBA, wherever it is. And it's sad that this stuff gets revealed and you get a bunch of Raiders fans like, I wasn't that bad. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm a Raiders fan. And I was getting the Fire Gruden memes off before anybody, because that shit is fucking corny as fuck. Get his ass out of here. And the people that are caping for him, shit is embarrassing, bro. Just hold the L. Like, look, you know, we can't always be better than the Chargers, but hold this fucking L right now.
Yeah, I thought, you know, there were people that were like, you know, it was 2011 when he said, it's like, bro, he's 48. He's 40 years old.
I've changed now.
Oh, my God, bro. I do want to say there is something that's happened lately where people get busted for something, and whoever drops it is like, I got the real heater back here. Go ahead and apologize. And then the real one drops. They got Urban with that, and they got him with this. And it's good. Like, I mean, it's one of these things where John Gruden's out here saying, you know, it's not a reflection of me, blah, blah, blah. And you get the real emails that come out, and you're like, yeah, motherfucker, it really is. So it's gross. I am sure there would be a lot of NBA owners sweating. I'm sure there's NFL owners that are sweating.
We're going to find out at the Super Bowl. During the Super Bowl halftime show, I will be in attendance. I will be looking around, and I'm going to see who's singing all the words to Drain Snoop. Because, you know, Bob Kraft might going to fucking let it slip. He's going to let one slip. Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. I will be there looking. Who's lip reading? Who's skipping over it? Who's singing the radio edit? Who's singing the fucking actual version? But yeah. Brilliant move. And if this was a chess move by Jay-Z, I would forgive him for all of the bullshit he did to Cap. Because if he gets those guys before him, because you know, Zach, if you were in at Coachella in 2012 when Dre and Snoop just shut it down, white people were singing all the words. Freely, comfortably.
Not that Coachella. It was a great freely. Thing. I missed that shit, but yeah.
Hold up.
All right. Last thing on here. What could this person possibly have done to deserve this? If we can get the clip running. This was John showed us this today at lunch. And I don't even know how you get out of this. I think you're going to have a full screen on it, Greg.
You are a security guard, dog. You are a security guard getting fish hooked by a double
fish. Bro, the double fish hook? Unheard of. It looks so... I'm like, we're going to see this in the UFC. Like, Khabib's going to do this to someone.
He's got to get a root canal for that. You call it the
double fish hook, right?
Double fish hook.
How do you go back to work after that and look your colleagues in the eyes? Like, you know? I also, like... It hurt all the places in my lip where, like, it, you know, like, you, like, split your gum. Ugh. This is evil punishment.
You got to get a tetanus shot. You got to get all types of shit after this. You can't work security ever again. What are you securing? You are bait. Dog, like, oh, we robbing this motherfucker. He can't do shit.
All right. Let's do commenter of the day. Let's pick the winner who's going to be getting some Fresh Buckets merch. Who do we got? I think it's, do we have AK on here? Is that who the pick
we
is?
Just give it to the same fucking people every time.
Listen,
I'm going to start commenting. I'm going to start commenting on this shit.
AK is going to open his own Buckets store and just be selling all of our shit in there. All right. Dan Gilbert would change his name and get. Yeah. 100%. 100%. All right, we can wrap on this. We'll be back next Wednesday. Make sure you get your alerts by subscribing to the Buckets YouTube channel. Tap in there. We got all sorts of great S-tier ranking videos. Bunch of really fun stuff. Go check out Nick Henkel's videos. He's very, very talented.
Zach, what the fuck is an S-tier ranking? What are we talking about?
Bro, it's what my is that? Absolute favorite. So Mike is the one that taught us where it stands. But basically, it's like, you know, you have A, B, C, and then like God level is S-tier. So like when we do the shoes, what do you mean? Like what's the greatest? S tier.
That's S tier. But why? S is not a great letter. Why did S get all this?
S it comes from. What did Micah say the game was? It comes from a video game. Yeah. And that's where that.
Okay. That's yeah, what's that? You lost me. I haven't played since like NBA Live.
Super ranking.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. All right, that's reasonable.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I'm glad. Where's MKE? Is MKE locked up? Where's he at? Twitter jail? Free the man.
Free MKE. MKE
said,
fuck
the show. I'm not getting a vax. I'm not getting a vax. He said, I'm not getting a vax. Fuck this show.
Damn.
Kyrie said, I want to give a voice to the voiceless. Like, shut the fuck up and put that needle in your arm and get your ass on the court and drop 25. You going to let us lose to the Bucks again, dog? We got smacked by a Greek... Freak, are you going to let us get smacked again by a Euro? This is anti-American. Put that fucking needle in your arm and get your ass out there and run some laps. What are we talking about?
Yeah, let me get back to by the Bucks.
We're going to get dusted by the Bucks again, dog. $202 million. You're not on the right side of history. Just get the fucking prick, dog. Get the J&J. It's fine. I'm still here. Look at me. Thriving. One shot. 2 weeks, I'm back in the mix. I got that shit on April Fool's, Zach, just because I'm a fucking asshole, and it still worked out. Okay, that's it.
All right. Follow Buckets on YouTube, Twitter, TikTok. I don't even have anything to up that at the end.
Who's guarding Drew Holiday, Kyrie? Who's supposed to stick Patty Mills? What are we doing, dog? KD, have a heart-to-heart. No top shots for you, Kyrie. This is the world you want to live in? You can't even sell a fake highlight, dog? You're going to have no highlights to sell. That's it. Sorry.
All right, everyone. You have a great weekend. Have a great night. God bless you, Josiah. We'll be back next Wednesday. I appreciate everybody. We'll catch you guys soon.